This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Diamonds Direct's spring sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
He's a sexy, sexy man with a sexy, sexy plan. 'Cause he ain't no sucker, looking so fly, he can drive like a trucker. Green like a plant, you can call him yucca. Four-wheel drive, so he never gets stucker. Yeah, his brain's so large, taking up a lot of bandwidth. Man, he's a guy, yeah, he ain't no standin'. He doesn't have cheese on his nighttime sandwich, 'cause everybody knows he's the Burgundy Bandit.
The Ron Burgundy Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the Largo Theater in Hollywood, put your hands together for Mr. Ron Burgundy! Goodness. Welcome to I'm Ron Burgundy. This is Carolina, my lovely co-host. And I can't believe we're here.
I can't believe they asked us to be here.
Yes, this is amazing. I can't believe that there are people in the theater. We really appreciate it. This is so exciting. And we just see your beautiful eyes. And that's okay. That's all right. That's all right with me.
I love it.
I prefer the upper part of the head. I just do. That's what I've realized in this quarantine lockdown situation. Well, we're past the lockdown.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And it's so good to be here at Largo.
It is. It's wonderful to be here in the heart of Hollywood. And we want to thank Largo because the proceeds from tonight are donated to
Cancer for College. It's an amazing charity. It donates.
College scholarships to cancer survivors.
Exactly. So it's all going to a good cause. Thank you guys so much.
So thank you. We really appreciate that. Thanks to Largo. And it's just so wonderful to be in front of people. And I'm so excited with this connection. I had the funniest thought. Because normally we do the podcast in a studio, a professional studio, not in the back of a van that's been rumored and written about.
Hello. This is better.
So that's better. Anyway, I'm so thrilled to be in front of an audience. I thought we'd have some fun. And I'm just thinking, for people who later listen to this on the podcast, wouldn't it be fun if they just happen to, you know, because sometimes you start a podcast in the middle.
I don't.
Or like 3 minutes in. Like, I don't want to listen to the front part. I just want the 3 minutes. But I think it'd be so fun if we redo the intro, and you guys, instead of applauding, you guys just boo the crap out of me. Okay? And I think our listeners would get such a kick. So
right,
if you'll indulge me, I'm going to go backstage and then...
All right, let's
and then,
do it.
And then I'm going to... And then you guys just boo. Let it rip.
Okay?
Okay. Okay.
You got it.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Ron Burgundy.
Our listeners are gonna love this.
Stop it!
This is what you asked them to
do. I'm a man with feelings!
Okay.
Not made of stone.
Are you all right? You just told them you thought it'd be a funny bit.
It completely backfired.
Oh. All right, well.
I've been reduced to rubble. Oh my.
We just want to thank Largo for letting us. I've seen so many amazing shows. Oh my God, are you okay? All right, let's hear a little bit of love for Ron, please.
Thank you. I didn't need that, but thank you. Boy, that was a psychological roller coaster.
You put yourself through.
I realized it was a joke, but
right. It
did not feel like one.
The vitriol.
I don't ever recommend you doing that at home. If you have the opportunity for applause, take it.
Okay.
Run with it.
And just put it to bed.
Don't put it to bed. Change its diaper, give it a bottle, put it to bed.
Don't shake the baby.
Don't shake the baby. Don't shake the baby at all. We're back. Yes.
Largo's amazing.
Largo is amazing. It is a Hollywood institution, isn't it? Oh, my God.
I've seen a lot of shows here.
Oh, I've seen so many shows.
Okay.
Comedy.
I've seen, Tignataro.
Yes.
Phoebe Bridgers.
Right. One of the greatest shows I saw here was called Triple J. And it was Jethro Tull. Jefferson Airplane and the Jackson 3.
Like the Jackson 5?
The Jackson 3.
Okay. Who's in the Jackson 3?
Well, they're hot little jazz trio. Michael.
Sure.
Jermaine.
Okay.
Tito.
Okay.
And Michael is this, he just blew that trumpet like nobody's business. He was just a great. They did this thing like called a moonwalk.
Okay, yeah. Parallels.
Not to be confused with the Jackson 5.
Oh, got it.
The Jackson 3.
But you can see where the confusion comes, yeah.
Not really. The other thing, I've seen some wonderful theater in this place.
Oh my gosh, amazing.
So many great shows. Nonsense.
Is that what it sounds like?
It's a group of nuns.
Up to
just
no good.
Up to no good.
Nonsense.
And it's a play on words. Nonsense.
Like hijinks.
Hijinks. Full hijinks. And no one loves watching nuns have fun more than me.
All right.
There was another... Another show that completely changed my life. I love you, you're perfect, now change.
Ooh.
Did you people see it here? Ran for 10 years. And there were barely 30 people in the audience. But boy, it was life-changing.
And there's been like some kind of cool avant-garde, like experimental stuff here
yes.
too, which is what is so great about this
very
theater.
Very unknown. Very alternative. this group, and I don't know if you've ever heard of them, a lot of people haven't, called the Blue Man Group.
Oh my God.
And I saw them here and I was like, that ain't gonna work.
Right. The concept was just
too. That ain't gonna work. They paint themselves blue and they're banging on drums and pots and pans and a feral cat runs through the theater and there's no dialogue. And within the first 5 minutes, I said out loud, nope, not buying it. And the guy went.
He heard you.
And then they brought me up on stage.
Oh my God.
I was hooked. I'm what's called a blueberry.
A blueberry?
Blue Man Group fan, super fan, blueberry. We're the blueberries.
So there's a lot of you.
There's a lot of, well, yeah, nationwide, sure. Worldwide.
What are the small chapters like?
Small chapters? I belong to the San Dimas chapter. And we'll go out there and just make a day of it, go to Magic Mountain, paint our faces blue, ride on roller coasters. That means, should we get lunch?
Oh, you know, things like that. Okay.
The other thing I love about Largo and this neighborhood, so much history, is the pretty famous little gentleman's club across the way.
Oh, right. What's it called again?
Sin. S-Y-N-N.
Wow.
Sin.
That's amazing.
It's a gentleman's club, though.
But you've been there?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I roll a lot of calls there.
You work from
there? They've
got
a great prime rib buffet.
You eat there,
Carolina,
too.
Carolina, you should come with me.
Just for lunch?
Just for lunch. We'll go for lunch.
What time do you go?
I usually get there 11:30.
Okay. And what's their COVID policy?
COVID policy?
Yeah.
They ask you to bring an oven thermometer.
Like for turkeys?
For turkeys.
Yeah.
Yes. And, but what's great is right next door is a COVID test place. So you can get a rapid PCR. What I do is I put my order in for prime rib. I go get a rapid PCR.
Yeah.
I wait 15 minutes back at Sin. Voila.
12 p.m. show.
12 p.m. show. Hi, girls. But that place is fantastic.
I know. It's a win-win. Sin.
In fact, since we're all together, wouldn't it be fun? Let's all get up out of our chairs and let's go to Sin on me. What do you say? Yeah? Let's go.
No. No.
I've got it prearranged. No. Randy at Sin.
No.
Carolina.
No, we have an obligation to stay. We can't just, everyone's masked. It's a good thing. In fact, you guys, we're working on a phrase for the show. We're spending hours working on a catchphrase.
Yes.
Maybe if I hold this up, we can all say it together.
No way.
Okay, this time just throw it
away.
Come
on, everyone, let's go to Sin.
This time, kind of like, whatever. No way.
No way.
No, okay. More, throw it away a little more.
Yeah, okay. No way. No way. We're getting somewhere, but we're not there yet, but I think we all know that, and that's okay. But, you know, let's just stay engaged.
I love, it's really fun, though. The no way sign. Because you don't know. I mean, that could be. Carolina might present that at any point. And you guys just be ready to jump in. And it's.
Water's warm.
It may not be fun for you, but it's going to sound great.
No way.
No way. Hey!
Someone's on their game.
Oh. Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit, April 25th to 27th with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Lowe's knows home improvement. Lowe's, official sponsor for the 2024 NFL Draft.
So, Ron, it's your favorite season.
It's our favorite season. Award season. Is everyone excited? Yes.
No. Okay, now you have to stop. You're obsessed with me.
I get so giddy around award season.
You celebrate early, too.
I celebrate right after Halloween.
Okay.
I start handicapping my movies. I have screening parties. Who's going to wear what?
The blueberries get together.
The blueberries all get together. We pretend we're wearing Balenciaga. I don't know. What is that it?
Yeah.
Ferragamo. What are
Oh. Okay.
I'm wearing JCPenney. I actually am. I'm not joking. It says it on the back of my jacket.
It says Towncraft.
From JCPenney.
From JCPenney. Sorry. Okay. Come on, you guys. No way. That felt...
That is gold.
Chills. Did you see anything you liked?
Oh, so... Well, what about you? What do you think of the movies out there?
Okay. We saw Dune, West Side Story.
Oh, yes. The cinematography.
Yeah.
The singing.
Yeah.
The dancing.
Mm-hmm.
Very similar to the first time they made it.
Yeah.
But that's what I loved about it.
Right.
That's
what I loved about it. A classic. How could you go wrong?
I was like, this is exactly like the original, but I love it.
Drive My Car, foreign film that got a Best Picture nom.
Subtitles?
Yeah.
I don't do that.
Okay. Dune?
Dune.
Is sci-fi sort of...
I didn't see it, but you know what I thought about? They must have had sand in every crevice of their body shooting them.
Yeah.
In their shoes, in their ears, their nostrils.
Where else?
Their butt cracks. Had to go there.
No. Hey! Yeah.
Timothy Chalamet?
Yeah.
Chalamet and a Ding Dong?
Yeah.
Yep. Hot young Timothy Chalamet and a Ding Dong.
Yeah.
Burning up the screen and
burning up the screen. Then there's licorice pizza.
Oh, PTA, Paul Thomas Anderson.
Yeah.
He's from the Valley.
Sure is.
Encino?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, you know what I loved?
What?
Powder of the Dog.
Oh, You're thinking of Power of the Dog, the Jane Campion movie.
Yes. Oh, is it Power?
Yeah.
Oh. I kept thinking it was a euphemism for cocaine. Thought it was like an old Western version of the cocaine trade.
Yeah.
Powder of the Dog.
So you were, yeah.
Because dogs sniff.
They sure do.
And if there was any creature that was going to ingest a mountain of cocaine, it'd probably be a dog, right? I wonder how many of those drug dogs, drug sniffing dogs, they just got to put out to pasture because they've snorted hooked. Too much
yeah.
booger sugar, you know?
But there were a lot of snubs this year, too.
There were some snubs.
Like Lady Gaga didn't get a nomination.
Oh.
Did you see anything that you were like, come on?
You know, there's always a lot of great movies.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, the movie that keeps sticking in my mind and I can't get out of my craw is Leprechaun.
Did that come out this year?
No. No, that came out in 1980.
Okay.
Starring a punky, perky Jennifer Aniston. And she's got this leprechaun chasing her around
oh, no.
for his bag of 100 gold pieces, which give him special evil leprechaun
oh,
powers.
No.
Whoa.
Scary?
So scary. I dare anyone to hang out in a room alone with the lights off for more than 5 minutes with Leprechaun. There's no way. You'll be bolting out of there quicker than you can say Powder of the Dog. It is best picture, best actor, best visual effects, wardrobe, costume, best locations.
Best locations.
I mean, it's just a powerhouse.
Okay.
And by the end of it, I'm like, how is this not being recognized?
It came out so long ago.
Well, there's still a chance. I mean, maybe they give it a Irving Thalberg Award or something like that.
Posthumous.
Irving. But what does posthumous mean?
It means like after they pass, or after the leprechaun.
Oh, well, okay.
So maybe not for that. Did you see anything else that deserved recognition?
Yes, I saw a few that I thought were very much snubbed.
Okay.
A little movie called Johnny Tsunami. Right?
What is this?
It's about a young Hawaiian surfer, Johnny. He gets a rude awakening when his dad relocates to Vermont, a state seriously lacking in waves.
Oh, no. And his name is Johnny Tsunami, so.
It's Johnny, yeah.
Yeah.
There, he struggles to fit in at a private school where, guess what? Everyone skis. So it is a classic fish out of water. All he knows how to do is surf. He just knows the water.
But what if that skill applies itself to skiing?
That he incorporates his surfing? That's what happens! Yes.
But what if the skiers don't accept him?
Well, they don't at first.
What if he gets involved with a girl?
Yes.
Whose family is really into skiing.
Did you write this movie?
And they don't want her getting involved with Johnny Tsunami.
Yes.
Okay, that sounds kind of good.
And he then wins them all over and he's more popular than he's ever been. And yes, you are cheering for Johnny Tsunami.
Another snub.
A big time snub.
Okay.
The other one on my list is a movie called Smart House. Now listen to this one. A boy tries to stop his father from dating by programming their computerized house to be a surrogate mother.
Stark.
Oh.
But you loved it.
Loved it. The boy feeling alienated,
mm-hmm.
doesn't want to have a new mommy, and turns the house.
This will be my mommy.
Yes. hello, refrigerator. Can you sing me a good night song?
Yeah.
You know, and it is, it's really fun. It's really fun. A lot of, use a lot of technology and a lot of fun.
Computer stuff.
Things. Yeah. Because I love the bleep bloops and the blup blups.
Right. Dinglings, yeah.
Yeah. The other one that is probably the biggest snub of the mm-hmm. season is a movie called Life Size. You're familiar with it? A widower's daughter uses magic in an attempt to resurrect her dead mother. Once again, a missing mother. But inadvertently brings a doll to life, changing the young girl's world forever.
I think Tyra Banks is in that.
She is?
Yes, with Lindsay Lohan.
Oh.
A classic.
And this doll comes to life, and the girl is like, I totally forget that my mom is dead.
This worked.
Mom shmom. What mom? You know?
This is a big Barbie.
This is a big old Barbie. Yeah. And Tyra Banks, I mean, I've always loved Tyra Banks, and I've been on the record saying that. And I won't back down ever from that statement.
I don't think she was canceled or
well,
anything.
Well, I'm just saying, Tyra's my gal.
Okay.
And I've loved all of her work, every single thing she's done. I love it when she wakes up in the morning, puts her shoes on. I've never witnessed that stuff.
Right,
I'm just
but
saying,
you can just think, yeah.
Like, just
like everything she does is perfect.
Everything TB.
Tyra Banks,
yeah.
Okay.
So I'm just, anyway, there's you can't fit them all.
I know, and, we missed a lot of good ones this year.
We missed a lot of good ones. So what are you gonna do?
Should we get to tonight's guest?
Let's bring out our guest for tonight. Would you guys, now, how many of you guys enjoy magic? Huh? I love magic.
I know you do.
In fact, I used to have a suite of apartments at the Magic Castle. From the spring of 1976 to the fall of 1977, when they said, what are you doing living here? And I said, what do you mean? These are my apartments. They're like, this is the attic. And we don't allow people to live here. How long have you been here? I've been here for the last year.
Yeah.
And they're like, get out now. I don't hold a grudge.
This was a while ago, though.
It was a while ago. Every now and then, I'll drive by the Magic Castle and flip them the old Uncle Charlie there.
Yeah.
Maybe collect some cat feces and
oh.
Throw it by the front door. Light it on fire so they have to stomp it out.
That's a long operation.
And they get cat poop all over their feet, and they're mad, and I am laughing. All the way to Pans. For a chicken steak sandwich.
Okay.
Have you tried the chicken steak sandwich at Pans?
I haven't.
There was one clap. Whoever clapped, they know the secret of the fried chicken steak sandwich at Pans. You can't eat but just one. Once you bite into the first one, you're going to order the second one. And you're going to be stuck on the toilet for a while.
Oh, after.
That's just a medical fact.
Yeah.
That's just a medical fact. It's not me trying to be gross or funny. But you're going to have bowel issues for a while.
Two chicken sandwiches?
Passing a ball of rubber cement.
Oh.
Science.
That was what the doctor said?
Medicine. Not trying to be funny. I'm a journalist. I'm not a comedian. A ball of rubber cement.
No. We've got
that it. That smells like chicken fried steak.
We've got it. That's all you're going to say.
That's all. I'm walking away. Walk away.
Time.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit. April 25th to 27th with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the NFL.
Well, let's get to our guest, right?
Yes, please.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a wonderful guest for you tonight. He's a fantastic, fantastic magician. Some of you may actually know him. A gentleman by the name of Justin Willman. Please welcome Mr. Oh. Justin Willman.
Hello. Thank you, Matt.
Justin, thank you
Mr.
so
Burgundy.
Much. Please.
Thank you.
Justin Willman, everyone.
Hello. Hello.
Can you believe we got him?
No way.
We did.
I'm happy to be here. I was just having dinner across the street.
Oh, over at Sin.
That's it.
Did you say hi to Gabriella?
She sends regards.
Ah, great. She's lovely. I hope her hip surgery went well.
It's heartbreaking.
Last time I checked, it was a large open wound. She had run out of money. Because they don't have health insurance over at Sin. Maybe that should be tonight's charity. Health insurance
tonight,
for Sin.
We're going to raise some money.
Let's see if we can switch
Gabriella's
it. Let's call Cancer for College and say, sorry, gang, money's going to Sin. So, Justin, tell me a little bit about yourself. Where are you from originally?
Oh, I'm so glad to be here, by the way. How
yes,
fun is this?
This great.
Is so great. Magicians don't normally get, you know, a lot of respect
right,
in this
right.
industry. Magicians are the chiropractors of the entertainment industry. Uh-huh. You know, like half the people get something out of it, but the other half think it's
so
BS.
That means so you're always sneaking up on people, asking them to relax, and then you violently rip them.
Exactly. I'm from St. Louis, Missouri.
St. Louis, Missouri?
Yes.
And did you always, were you always enthralled with magic?
I
think that's a valid question.
It is.
Have I gone astray?
How dare you?
I don't even have to show you guys.
Now it's getting murky. Maybe we need to get a 1, 2, 3.
I broke my arms when I was 12 years old.
Okay.
And
on purpose?
Yes. I was rollerblading while riding a bike.
Oh, jeez. Yes.
No way. Yeah. And my doctor recommended card tricks as physical therapy when I got right. the cast off. And that's how I got into magic.
Oh my
And I was enthralled. Yes.
Yeah.
I Excuse me.
It can't just happen all the time.
This is mayhem.
We've got to have some sort of control.
We don't have anything.
You've created a monster.
That'd be fun. I thought it'd be catchy.
So you're 12 years old, and you discover this thing that you had an acuity for?
I had, yes, it was the only thing I was, it's the only thing I was decent at, better than mediocre at. And I started doing kids' birthday parties. I had a Great. Moniker. I went by Just Incredible. That was my stage name.
Okay.
Oh, Just Incredible. Okay.
Get it? All right. Good.
Just Incredible.
Yeah. I did kids' birthday parties.
Would you sing it like that?
I wouldn't sing it like that.
Okay.
I should have. Yeah.
And so you started doing kids' birthday parties.
I did.
And that you obviously had developed into
I assume you
make money doing this?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He has like a show on Netflix.
You have a show?
Not me.
Oh, I do.
Justin.
I have a show. It's called Magic for Humans.
Oh.
We've done 3 seasons on Netflix.
Oh.
You thought he was just like...
I thought he was just some guy off this, like a lawyer who does magic. Whoa, you're on Netflix. That's
yeah,
big time.
Yeah.
Don't be nervous.
I'm a little nervous.
I know. But you're shaking. You can just ask your next question.
Are magicians born?
You got this.
Are magicians born that way, or does society have an effect? In other words,
is it nature or nurture?
Did I come out to my parents as a magician? I did. I did have to do that.
Just like to, yeah.
Merlin of old was born a wizard.
He was.
You're not a wizard, are you?
I'm not a wizard. So for me, magic was it was a choice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because a wizard would already have the powers.
Mm-hmm. I know. I could
but
show
wizards don't have to do kids' birthday parties, do they? I am dying up here.
I know. Oh. It's okay.
Can I show you a trick?
We would love to see
a
trick.
We would love to see a trick, yes. Please.
All right. I'm gonna show you my first trick since we're talking about when I was 12. And when I decided I want to be a magician, you have to, you know, you need to find a mentor.
Yes.
Right? A sage elder.
So Doug Henning.
Doug Henning would have been great. He was
Do you remember the Doug, his magic wagon?
Big
the
fan.
Dodge Caravan.
The magic wagon.
Oh, yes. He used to do Dodge Caravan commercials.
I didn't know that.
And he would say, it's a magic wagon. And he'd hold his smile a little too long. Uh-huh. Anyway.
Doug Henning was, I mean, I didn't have access to Doug Henning. I had an 80-year-old mentor when I was 12. His name was Dr. Magic, okay. Not a real doctor. And he said, the best magic you can do are tricks that use things that people have in their pockets, ordinary objects. He said the one thing everybody will always have is one of these, is a pocket handkerchief.
If you like run into David Blaine somewhere, do you guys like have a showdown? Is it awkward? Or are you like, hey Blaine?
Yeah.
What's going on?
We there's the threat of a duel.
Okay.
Occasionally. Oh.
In and the he magic would win. World.
In the world,
and
yeah.
In Copperfield?
A little card
What's
throwing.
The deal with Cop?
You're not allowed to get near him. Not going to go near him.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Blaine, I could take.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, continue. Copperfield. Let me write that down.
Hankies.
Away from him.
Do you carry a pocket handkerchief, Ron?
I usually do. I didn't tonight.
Okay. Does anybody here carry? All right.
I have a collection of over 200.
Anybody under 30 needs to know, like, back in the day, if you were classy, you had
a
handkerchief.
You definitely did.
At all times. To blow your nose in.
Right.
You know, to fill with snot, fold up.
And
then put it in your pocket till later and do it again.
Right.
And again.
Yep.
Maybe your buddy needed to sneeze and you were like, you volunteered
if you
to
washed
your buddy.
It, that was bad for
if
him.
It was bad, yeah. Perhaps you ran into a lady who was crying and you'd offer it up to her to wipe on her face.
This snotty
until,
rag.
Yes,
to
until
a
magician.
Crying lady.
Until a magician needed it and for a trick, and you'd hand me this Petri dish. Those are the good old days. So this is the first trick. This is the hanky and microphone stand trick.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
One, two.
Whoa.
Now, you guys.
It happens fast, and I'm sure the audio-only listeners are really loving this part.
Yeah, the part. Let me describe.
One, two, three. Yes.
For our listeners.
Listening,
Justin just pulled a hanky through a microphone
through a
stand.
Solid mic. Can I examine that microphone
yes.
stand for a second?
Ron's checking it out. Okay, it's good. It checks out.
Checks out.
Checks
regulation.
Out. Guitar center.
For our listeners at home, it's a solid regulation microphone stand.
Do you like to know? Do you need to know how the tricks work, Carolina?
No.
I want
to
know.
You need to know. Because some people think they need to know.
Well, do you ever just...
Well, you don't want to know.
You don't... Oh, really?
You don't want it. Magic is like hot dogs.
Oh, yeah.
Go on.
You don't want to know how it's done. The more you know, the harder it is to swallow. Trust me. Okay?
You know what? I'm an exception. You could tell me every list of every horrible animal part that goes into a hot dog. I'm still eating five of them at the ballpark. I don't care.
Well...
Out in the chicken fried steak pan.
Would you show me a trick?
Oh, sure. Okay, look me right in the eyes. And let me just hold your hands. And I'm thinking of a number from 1 to 20.
Okay.
What do you think it is? One guess.
Is
you hurting him?
Is it...
Any number, 1 to 20.
14.
And what month were you born?
July.
July?
Yeah.
And what's your favorite flower?
I love peonies.
Peonies. Are you missing your watch?
Thank you.
Thank you, Justin.
Thank you.
Justin Willman, ladies and gentlemen.
Justin, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Caroline. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
That was amazing. And you're like the biggest Magic fan I know.
You were going all goo goo gaga for him.
No,
you really liked that last trick, didn't you? I could tell.
It was pretty impressive, yeah.
Like I said.
Getting like... And it was like sensing jealousy.
We've got a real problem on our hands.
That's true. We've got
a sorcerer with a Netflix show running around the streets of LA.
Yeah, that's a problem.
And no one's talking about it. Like I'm the only one who's paying attention to things. And so
I think we may be running to the end of our show.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. But I'd like to finish tonight with a little segment I like to call my take. For anyone who's been following the recent events with the Russians, one term comes to mind. Not cool. I have always gone out on a limb and said that I don't give a rat what your beef is, but war is never the answer. I'll say it again and again and again, not cool. Korean War, not cool. Vietnam War, not cool. Invasion of Grenada, pretty cool. Those guys were asking for it. But now Russia is up to no good and Putin has gone loco in the cabeza. And it doesn't really matter what country he's invaded. No one knows the name or where it's really located. The thing that is so maddening is that Baltimore Putin is trying to reclaim absolute sovereignty over all of cocaine. He claims that cocaine has always been part of Russia. And that cocaine is committing genocide and is run by neo-Nazis. Is it? Can anyone truly run cocaine? He claims that all Russians have historic and religious rights to cocaine. Do they? More than anyone else? And if so, is that a good thing? Is that really something you want to brag about? Also, if you truly want to take absolute and total control over cocaine, why not attack somewhere where it's absolutely vital to the economy, like, say, South America? Or better yet, what about Beverly Hills? Half the houses up there were built on cocaine. I know, I'm a newsman. I follow my nose, and my nose can find cocaine anywhere. If you want top grade, pure cocaine, none of this fentanyl stuff, you gotta go to Beverly Hills. Or Malibu. In the 1980s, there was more cocaine in Malibu than the sand in the Sahara. 7 quadrillion. I you not. Anyway, I digress. Instead of, say, Columbia or Malibu or Linda Ronstadt's house in 1986, you choose a nondescript little country in Central Europe that no one has ever heard of. You listen to me, Mr. Baltimore Putin. I'm sure if you guys just laid down your weapons and went back home nicely, all the countries in the world would be happy to send you all the powder of the dog you and your people could handle. You'd be up for 6 months straight. You would truly be the leader of cocaine.
I'm so sorry, Ron.
Yes?
It's, it's Ukraine you're thinking about.
What? What's Ukraine?
Ukraine's the country. It's not cocaine.
Oh, it's not cocaine. Oh, it's Ukraine.
Yeah.
Oh.
So you got it.
Anyway, that's my take. I'm Ron Burgundy. Thank you, everyone. Thanks for coming out. We appreciate you. Good night, everyone. We'll see you around the bed.
Sexy, sexy man. Sexy,
sexy. 1, 2, 3.
Cause he ain't no sucker. Looking so fly, you can drive like a trucker. Green like a plant, you can call him yucca. Four wheel drive, so he never gets stucker. Yeah, brain so large, taking up a lot of bandwidth. Man, he's a guy, yeah, he ain't no stand. And he doesn't have cheese on his nighttime sandwich. Cause everybody knows he's the Burgundy Bandit.
The Ron Burgundy Podcast.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit. April 25th to 27th with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Brought to you by Microsoft Surface, powering a better game.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.